请我们早晨翻开以赛亚书二十九章。
Book of Isaiah, chapter 29.
以赛亚书二十九章，我们要读第一节。
Verse 1.
翻到以后，我们一起来读。第一节，爱雅利伊勒，雅利伊勒，大卫安营的城。任凭你年上加年，节期照常周流。
Woe, O Ariel, Ariel, the city where David once camped. At year to year, observe your feast on schedule.
我们再读第九节到第十四节。
Verse 9 to 14.
第九节，你们等候惊奇吧，你们宴乐昏迷吧。他们醉了，却非因酒；他们东倒西歪，却非因浓酒。因为耶和华将沉睡的灵浇灌你们，风蒙昧你们的头，你们的眼就是先知，你们的头就是先见。所有的末世，你们看如封住的书卷，人将这书卷交给世子的说。请念吧，他说我不能念，因为是封住的。又将这书卷交给不识字的人说，请念吧，他说我不识字。主说，因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇接近我，心却远离我，他们敬畏我，不过是领受人的吩咐，所以我在这百姓中要行奇妙的事，就是奇妙又奇妙的事。他们智慧人的智慧必然消灭，聪明人的聪明必然隐藏。
Be delayed and waited, blind yourselves and be blind. They become drunk but not with wine. They stagger but not with strong drink. For the Lord has poured out you a spirit of deep sleep. He has shut your eyes, the prophets, and he has covered your heart.Heads and seers, the entire vision will be to be like a word of a sealed book, which when they give it to the one who is literate, saying, please read this, he will say, I cannot, for it is sealed. Then the book will be given to the one who is illiterate, saying, please read this, and he will say, I cannot read. Then the Lord says, because this people draw near with their words and honor me with their lip service,But they remove them, their hearts far from me, and their reverence for me consists of tradition learned by rote. Therefore, behold, I will once again deal marvelously with this people, wondrously marvelous, and the wisdom of their wise men will perish, and the discernment of their discerning men will be concealed.
17节, 18节.
Verse 17 and 18.
黎巴嫩变为肥田，肥田看如树林，不是只有一点时候吗？那时聋子并听见这书上的话，瞎子的眼必从明蒙得以看见。
Is it not yet just a little while before Lebanon to be turned into a fertile field, and the fertile field will be considered as a forest? When that on that day the deaf will hear words of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind will see.
我们再读二十八章第九节第十节。
Chapter 28, verse 9 and 10.
好，第九节，讥诮先知的说，他要将知识指教谁呢？要使谁明白传言呢？是那刚断奶离怀的吗？他竟命上加命，令上加令，律上加律，例上加例，这里一点，那里一点。
To whom would he teach knowledge, and to whom would he interpret the message? Those just weaned from the milk, those just taken from the breast? For he says, order on order, order on order, line by line on line, line on line, a little here, a little there.
我们要读最后二十七、二十八节。
Lastly, chapter 28, verse 27 to 28.
原来打小茴香不用尖利的器具，砸大茴香也不用路堵，但用杖打小茴香，用棍打大茴香。做饼的粮食是用磨磨碎，因它不必常打，是用路堵和马打散，却不磨它。
For dew is not thread with a threading sledge, nor is the cartwheel driven over cumin, but dew is beaten out of a rod, and cumin with a club. Grain for bread is crushed, indeed. He does not continue to thresh it forever, because the wheel of his cart and his horses eventually damaged it. He does not thresh it longer.
那我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢我们赞美你，早晨让我们能够来到你话语的面前。
Lord, we thank and praise you. You let us come to you this morning.
主啊，但愿今天早晨，主啊，在你的话语面前，你的话向我们没有一个人是封闭的。
And may all your words are not sealed to us.
主啊，我们能够听见你的声音，能够明白你的心意。
Let us to hear your voice and understand your heart desire.
主啊，我们知道我们人是何等的有软弱，在传讲你的话，实在是有许多的不足的地方。
We know we're so weak when we try to share your words, but we are so limited.
因此，我们需要主的恩典。
We need your grace.
主啊，在我们讲的，在翻译的，在我们听的，都需要主的怜悯。
We need your mercy to the speaker, the translator, and the listener.
因此，我们求你真是保守这一段时间。
May you keep us in this time.
让我们能够在这一段时间里面明白你心中的意念。
So that we will understand your will.
好叫这一段时间能够有永恒的价值。
May this little momentary time will have an eternal value.
因此，我们把这个时间来恭敬的交在主的手中。
So we place the following time in your hands.
我们祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
今天早上我的题目是从以赛亚书二十九章第十节那里的一段一小个词一个词。
My topic this morning is from Isaiah chapter 29, verse 10.
那里有一句话哈，我想我们都觉得非常特别的一句话。
And we all know there's a sentence very special.
他说，因为耶和华将沉睡的灵浇灌你们。
It says, for the Lord has poured over you a spirit of deep sleep.
封闭你们的眼，要遮盖你们的头。你们的眼就是先知，你们的头就是先见。
He has shut your ears and prophets, and he has covered your heads and the seers.
所以这一句话不是很容易明白哈。
It is not easy to understand this.
这句话是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
什么叫做沉睡的灵呢
？What is to be called a spirit of a deep sleep?
我们解释圣经的时候不能按照人的意思。
When we interpret the Bible, we cannot interpret it according to our understanding.
我们不能用我们的想法来解释圣经的。
We cannot interpret the Bible with our own thoughts.
如果我们看到有弟兄在聚会当中睡着了。
If we see a brother fall asleep during the gathering.
我们不能说哦，你有沉睡的灵浇灌你。
We cannot say you are poured out with a spirit of deep sleep.
不是我，这不是我们的想法。
That is not what we.
这圣经里面讲沉睡的灵是什么呢
？What is here talking about the spirit of a deep sleep？
那我们又怎么来解释这个沉睡的灵呢
？How do we interpret it？
你知道这个这是有解释的。
We know there is explanation。
沉睡灵的解释呢，是在罗马书里面，当使徒保罗。来引用以赛亚书的时候，他曾经解释过这什么是沉睡的灵。
Actually, Paul has already interpreted this a spirit of deep sleep in Romans chapter 11.
所以这是解释圣经最好的方法，就是从另外一个地方的圣经节来解释这节圣经。
The best way to interpret Bible is you use Bible from one place and to interpret in the other place.
当保罗在写罗马书第十一章写到第八节的时候呢，他就说如经上所记，那个经上就是指的以赛亚书二十九章第十节。
When Paul wrote a book of Romans, chapter 11, when he wrote verse 8, and he says, "It as it is written," which is as written as this book, chapter, Isaiah.
他说神给他们昏迷的心，眼睛不能看见，耳朵不能听见，直到今日。
He says, God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes to see not and ears to hear not, down to this very day.
这就是这个沉睡的灵的一个解释。
That is the interpretation of the spirit of deep sleep.
所以当人在这个沉睡的灵当中的时候，他虽然有眼睛呢，但是他看不见；他虽然有耳朵呢，他听不见。
When a person has a spirit of a deep sleep, even he has eyes, he will not see. When even he has ears, he will not hear.
因此，所有的漠视在他的面前，好像一个封住的书卷。
So it's all the words before this person is like a sealed book.
如果今天有一本书像我们是封住的，那可能有两个原因。
If a book is sealed to us, maybe has two reasons.
一个原因就是你不识字。
One is you are illiterate.
如果一个人不识字的话呢，你把书拿到他的面前，他打开以后呢，他可以看见的。但是因为他不识字，所以那本书对他来讲是封住的。
You give this person a book, even it's opened, but he will not read it because he is illiterate.
那另外一种可能呢，他是识字的。
Another one is this person is literate.
但是他说他不能念。
But he says I cannot read it.
因为这个书对他是封住的。
Because this book is sealed to me.
这第二种情形，他有眼，他能识字，他却不能看见。
The second situation is this person has eyes, but he can read, but he.
这就是沉睡的灵。
That is a spirit of deep sleep.
当保罗在罗马书写到这个沉睡的灵啊，他是从他个人的亲身经历里面写出来的。
When Paul write Romans chapter 11:8, and actually he wrote this to reflect his own experience.
保罗不是写别人身上的一个经历。
Paul is not write the experience from another person.
保罗来是写他自己亲身的经历。
He wrote for his own experience.
保罗曾经在这个沉睡的灵当中。
He was in the spirit of deep sleep.
因此他不认识我们耶稣基督是那个弥赛亚。
So he did not know Jesus is the Messiah.
虽然在圣经里面写得非常非常的清楚。
Even though the Bible is written very clearly.
而保罗是对旧约圣经非常清楚的一个人。
And then Paul is very, Paul knows Bible very well.
在当时可能没有一个人像我们使徒保罗那样对圣经这么熟悉。
At that time, no one probably is no better than Paul to know the Bible.
因此保罗绝对知道在弥迦书里面曾经讲到说弥赛亚将来要出生在伯利恒。
And then Paul is clearly know in the book of Micah is clearly prophesies that Messiah will be born in Bethlehem.
不但是保罗知道，当时每一个文士都知道。
Not only Paul, all the scribes know.
所以当希律王问他们说，这个将来的那个王出在要出生在什么地方的时候，文士说在伯利恒。
So, when the king,
希律。
When the King Herod asked them, where is this king will be born? They say it's in Bethlehem.
我想保罗也知道，在撒加利亚书曾经预言到说，有一天呢，这个弥赛亚要骑着一个驴驹要进耶路撒冷。
I think Paul also knew in the book of Zechariah, it also prophesies this king will come and he will be ride on a donkey.
保罗也知道在撒加利亚书上曾经说呢，这有这个弥赛亚有一天呢要被人出卖，用30块银子来出卖。
Paul also knew that this Messiah will be sold for 30 silver shekels.
我想这保罗也知道在诗篇上曾经预言到这个弥赛亚有一天他的手和他的脚就要被人所扎。
Paul also knew that in Book of Song, it's already prophesied one day the Messiah will be pierced, with by his hands and feet will be pierced.
在诗篇里面又更这样预言说，不但如此，有一天呢，这个弥赛亚他的这个衣服要被人分掉，他的礼仪要让人沾究。
In the book of Psalms, also prophesies the Messiah one day, his garment will be cast lots.
如果保罗知道这些圣经的话
，If Paul knew the Bible,
为什么他不知道耶稣是弥赛亚
？And then why did he not know Jesus is the Messiah?
有多少的人是生在伯利恒的
？And then how many of people born in Bethlehem?
生在伯利恒的人，有多少人是骑着驴驹进耶路撒冷的
？And then how many of them, if they were born in Bethlehem, and how many of them will be entered Jerusalem with a colt?
在这些出生在伯利恒又骑着驴驹进耶路撒冷的，有多少人是被人出卖用30块银子的
？A person born in Bethlehem and entered Jerusalem with a colt.And how many of them they will be sold by 30 silver?
又有多少人在这里面是被钉十字架
？And how many among them will be crucified on the cross?
有多少被钉十字架的人，他的外衣是被人分掉的，他们又为他的礼衣沾究的
？And how many of them who crucified on the cross and they will cast lot of his garments?
如果保罗是明白这些圣经的话，他怎么可能不知道我们的耶稣是弥赛亚呢？
If Paul knew the Bible, how can he not know Jesus is the Messiah?
只有一个原因啊，就是这个书对他是封住的。
There is one reason, that is the book is sealed.
他有眼，他是不能看见。
He has eyes, but see not.
他有耳，他是不能听见。
He has ears, but hear not.
直到有一天，当那个亚拿尼亚为他按手的时候。
Until one day when Ananias touches, lay hands on him.
圣经上就告诉我们。在保罗的眼睛上呢，好像有一个鳞片就掉下来了。
The Bible tells us there was a scale fall out on his eyes.
当他眼睛的鳞片掉下来以后
，After the scale fall out from his eyes，
所有这些圣经上所说的事情，对他来讲，他都看见了。
All things that prophesies about Jesus, he sees it all.
因此，他就马上知道耶稣就是神的儿子。
Immediately, he knows Jesus is the Son of God.
因此，他就在在那个会堂里面向人来证明说耶稣就是神的儿子。
So in the synagogue, he proved that Jesus is the Son of God.
那为什么从前他不知道呢
？And why he did not know before?
那为什么亚拿尼亚为他祷告以后，他全然就知道了呢
？And why after Ananias prayed for him and then He immediately knew.
因为他从前是在一个沉睡的灵的里面。
Because he was in the spirit of deep sleep.
因此，当这个亚拿尼亚为他按手以后呢，他那个沉睡的灵从他身上出去了。
So when Ananias laid hands on him, that spirit of deep sleep removed.
所以，这个沉睡的灵是非常可怕的一件事情。
It is terrible if we have a spirit of deep sleep.
因为我们有眼呢，我们就没有办法看见。
We have eye but see not.
我们有耳呢，我们就是没有办法听见。
We have ears, but hear not.
所以无论你听了多少呢，都听不见的。
No matter how much you listen, you will not hear it.
无论你看了多少呢，你都不明白的。
No matter how much you see, you will not understand.
好，那我们要问一个问题了。
Then come with a question.
为什么圣经这里说呢？是神将沉睡的灵浇灌他们。
Why the Bible says is God poured out a spirit of deep sleep?
如果是神把那个沉睡的灵浇灌他们，那不能怪他们的嘛。
If God poured over them a spirit of deep sleep, and then we cannot complain about.
如果神把那个沉睡的灵浇灌我的话，那我看不见，神不能怪我的。
If God poured out me a spirit of deep sleep, if I cannot see, it's not my responsibility.
那如果我听不见，神不能怪我吗
？If I do not hear, it's not my fault.
这是神的责任，是你把那个沉睡的灵浇灌在我身上。
It's God's responsibility because He poured me that spirit of deep sleep.
所以像圣经上这样的话呢，也有其他的地方。出现在其他的地方。
And such word is appeared in other places in Bible.
比如说吧，在出埃及记的时候，神说：“我使法老的心刚硬。”
In Book of Exodus, God says, "I will harden Pharaoh's heart."
哎，那法老说你不能怪我啊。
The Pharaoh will say, "You cannot. It's not my fault."
因为是你使我的心刚硬的。
Because you made my heart harden.
不是我要刚硬的。
It is not I am willing to be.
你使我的心刚硬，我能不刚硬吗
？But you harden my heart, so my heart is hardened.
那你又怎么能怪我呢
？How can you blame me?
弟兄姊妹，你读到这些圣经的时候，你有没有这些问题的
？When you read the Bible, do you have such question?
其实我们读圣经的时候，碰到这些圣经的时候呢，不能把它绕过去。
If we read Bible, have such question, you cannot go away.
我们不能把它用其他的方法解释过去。
We cannot interpret by other way go around.
我们要来想到底为什么是这样说的。
We have to think about why God says so.
为什么神说我使法老的心刚硬
？Why God says I will harden Pharaoh's heart?
你知道这是有答案的。
There is an answer.
这个答案在尼希米记里面。
This answer in book of Nehemiah.
尼希米在回想以色列的历史的时候。他讲一句话能够解开这个难题。
When Nehemiah talking about the history, and he said something that can interpret why.
尼希米他这样说。
Nehemiah says.
他说了，他说你施行神迹奇事在法老和他一切臣仆和他国中的众民的身上。因为你知道他们向我们的列祖行事狂傲。
Nehemiah says in
第九章第十节
Then you perform signs and wonders against Pharaoh, against all his servants and all the people of his land, for you knew that they acted arrogantly towards them and made a name for yourself as it is.
所以法老的错在哪里？法老的错在他向神的百姓行事狂傲。
What is Pharaoh did is he did things to God's people arrogantly.
因此，神使他的心呢刚硬，是对他的一个审判。
It is a judgment to Pharaoh, as God to harden his heart.
这是他行事狂傲的一个结果。
That is the outcome of his arrogance.
因此呢，这一件事情呢，我们就明白了，原来神使法老的心能够刚硬，是神对法老的一个审判。
Now we understand when God hardened Pharaoh's heart, that is a judgment to Pharaoh.
那个原因是法老向神的百姓行事狂傲。
The reason is Pharaoh acted arrogantly to God's people.
因此神让他的心刚硬，让那个灾有十次的能够临到他们的身上。
So that's God's judgment come to them. They have a ten times disasters.
同样的，今天人之所以落在沉睡的灵的当中，这个沉睡的灵是神对人的一个审判。
Same to people now, if we are in the spirit of deep sleep, that is a judgment to us.
那个审判当然是有原因的。
Of course, the judgment comes as a reason.
那是因为人在地上的行为造成的。
That's because of the deeds that we have on earth.
当以色列人在地上，他们有一些行为，这个行为就带来一个审判，这个审判就是沉睡的灵。
When Israelites did something on the earth and come with an outcome, that is a judgment, which is the spirit of a deep sleep.
所以今天早晨我们信息的重点就是要来一同思想是什么样的一个行为会带来这一个审判，就是沉睡的灵。
This morning I was talking about in what kind of action they perform to bring the spirit of deep sleep.
我们要从以赛亚书29章28章里面就看见以色列人当中有三个行为是让神把这个沉睡的灵浇灌在他们的身上。
From Isaiah chapter 28:29, we see there's three things that God let they have a spirit of deep sleep.
我们也要一起来一同来来思考，就是让我们来思想我们的生活当中有没有这三个行为。
That is to reflect our own lives. Do we have such three things?
因为这个行为是会带来那个沉睡的灵的。
Because such acts will bring the spirit of deep sleep.
好，第一个行为。
The first act is.
他们醉了却非因酒，他们东倒西歪却非因浓酒。
They become drunk, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink.
头一个行为就是他们醉酒。
The first one is they were drunk.
这个酒哈，原来是神的祝福。
Wine is a blessing from God.
如果你读生命记的话，神用三样事情代表神的祝福，一个就是五谷，一个是新酒，一个是油。
If you read Book of Deuteronomy, you see there are three things that come with blessings from God. One is the grain, one is new wine, and one is oil.
因此神常常在他的祝福的话语里面提到这三件事。
So God mentioned these three things when come with blessings.
因此我们知道酒原来是神的祝福。
You know, wine is a blessing from God.
但是神要给人祝福的时候，他是有一个条件的。
But God has a condition when He blesses us.
那个条件就是要以色列人遵守他的诫命和他的律法。
And then it is that He wants the Israelites to obey His commandments.
如果以色列人能够遵守神的诫命和律法的话，神就要从天降雨，让他们中间有五谷、有新酒、有油。
If Israelites obey the commandment and the law from God, then God will send rain, so they will have grain, wine, and oil.
但是如果以色列人不能够遵守神的律法呢?
If Israelites did not obey the law,
那神就不降雨。
The God will not send rain to them.
他们中间就没有五谷，没有新酒，没有油。
There will be no grain, no wine.No oil.
那这个时候以色列人怎么办呢?
What did Israelites do?
这个时候就有一个试探在他们的中间。
And then come with a temptation.
因为许多迦南人与他们同住在那个地方。
Because there are many Canaanites live with them.
那个迦南人是拜那个巴利的。
The Canaanites worship Baal.
为什么他们拜巴利呢?
Why do they worship Baal?
因为巴利是管气候的，管气象的。
Oh, because Baal is a god of weather.
Yeah. 那个巴利能够让那个天下雨的。
Baal can let rain fall.
如果他们不遵守神的命令，他们还是想要有五谷、新酒和油的话，那有另外一个方式。
If they do not obey.The commandment and law of God, if they still want grain, new wine, and oil, there is another way to get it.
就是拜巴利。
They worship Baal.
所以你看到在以色列的历史上啊，一直离不开这个问题。
So in the history of Israel, you see there is an issue of Baal, worship Baal.
因为他们要这个新酒。
Because they want the new wine.
但是呢，他们不遵守神的诫命。
But...They don't obey the law.
因此他们要寻找另外一个方法去得到新酒。
So they will find another mean to get this new wine.
那另外一个方法呢，就是拜巴利。
Another mean is to worship Baal.
我们就发现呢，在以色列人身上有一个问题。
So we see there is a problem among Israelites.
他们爱这个酒胜过爱神。
They love the wine more than God himself.
如果以色列人他们是全心来爱神的话，
If Israelites love God wholeheartedly,
他们永远不会拜巴利的。
They will never worship Baal.
但是他们爱神呢，没有超过他们爱酒。
But they did not love the Lord, more than the wine.
因此，当他们需要这个酒的时候呢，他们就会去拜巴利。
So when they need the wine, they will go worship Baal.
所以这个问题的根源就是，他们爱神的祝福呢。要超过他们爱神的。
So the fundamental problem is they love the blessing more than God himself.
如果今天我们在地上也是这样的话，
If we is the same way,
我们爱神的祝福超过我们爱神的自己。
If we love the blessing from God more than God himself,
有一天我们总是要醉酒的。
One day we will be drunk.
有一天我们总是要堕入这个世界的里面。
One day we will be fall in this world.
总有一天我们会成为爱世界的人。
And then one day we will become to love the world.
人如果爱世界的话，那爱父的心就不在他的里面了。
If we love the world and the love of the Father is not in him anymore.
所以问题不是在酒的身上。
The problem is not the wine.
问题也不是在世界的身上。
The problem is not the world.
问题是在我们心中的 这爱的这个事情上。
And the problem is in our heart. What do we love more?
我们到底爱神呢，还是爱神给我们的祝福？
Do we love God or love the blessing from Him?
我们如果只是爱神给我们的祝福的话，
If we only love the blessing from the Lord,
那有一天我们会遇到这个试探。
Then we will encounter the temptation one day.
因为巴力也可以给你这个祝福的。
Because Baal will give you that blessing too.
因此，我们要回到这个问题的一个根源。
So we need to come back to the fundamental issue.
这个问题的根源呢，就是我们是不是爱神的一个人。
And then the fundamental question is, are we a person who love the Lord Himself?
如果一个人在这件事情上是站得稳的话。
If we can stand firm on this question,
永远不会落在沉睡的灵的里面。
You will never fall in the spirit of deep sleep.
但是我们感谢神，神没有放弃他的百姓。
Thank the Lord, God did not give His people up.
神没有因为他的百姓来拜巴利就放弃他的百姓。
God did not give them up because they worship Baal.
不但没有放弃，神差遣先知。一个先知一个先知的来传信息给他们。
Not only God did not give them up, but also send prophets one after another.
这是因此我们才有旧约圣经哈。
That's why we have the Old Testament.
如果我们读旧约圣经的话，都是神差遣先知来呼召以色列人归回，不要再拜巴力。
If we read the Old Testament, we know that the prophets that the Lord sent it to them and let them tell them, do not worship Baal.
那这以色列人对先知的态度是什么呢？
What's the attitude of the Israelites to the prophets?
这是他们第二个行为。
That's their second act.
他们讥诮先知。
They rejected them.
他们说你们讲的这些东西给谁听呢？
And he said, "To whom would you teach this knowledge?"
是那个刚刚断奶的，还是那个离怀的吗？
Are those who just wean from milk, or those just taken from the breast?
他们讥诮先知，觉得先知的话太简单了。
They mock the prophets. They think your words are too simple.
是给那些刚刚出生的婴孩听的。
It's just for babies.
是那些刚刚离开母亲的怀抱的那些孩子听的。
It's just the babies who just departed from the breast of their mother.
他们也非常厌倦那个先知的信息。
And then they rejected the message.
他们说啊，你们先知讲话呢，是命上加命，令上加令。
They tell them, you say, what you're talking about is order on order, line on line.
他的意思就是说呢，你个先知的话呢，是重复又重复的。
And what they mean is the message from the prophets being repetitive.
弟兄姊妹们，这是非常有意思的一件事情。
This is very interesting.
当我们蒙恩得救时间长了以后
，After we saved long time，
很可能呢，你听到也听了很多。
Maybe you hear a lot of sermons。
很可能，弟兄们刚刚念圣经的时候呢，你就知道这个弟兄今天要讲什么。
Maybe when the brother we read the scripture, you already know what's the topic。
如果你已经听过的话呢，你就会觉得这个道的是重复的。
Maybe if you have ever heard this message, you think that is a repetition.
或许你就觉得没有必要听了。这道我早就听过了。
You probably think, oh, I don't need to hear this. I already heard it before.
这就是当时以色列人的光景。
That is the condition of the Israelites back then.
因为先知的话常常是重复的。
Because mostly, the message from the prophets is repetitive.
因为先知不是讲以色列人想听的话，先知是讲神要先知讲的话。
Because the prophets they do not please the Israelites to speak what to please them, but the prophets will speak what the Lord tells them to.
以色列人不希望这个先知讲不吉利的事。
The Israelites doesn't want to hear the words that is brings a bad message.
他也不希望他们讲那个正直的话。
They do not want to hear what is right.
他希望先知讲那个柔和的话。
They want the prophet speak gently.
要讲那些虚幻的事。
And then prophesy something illusion.
但是先知绝对不会讲这些事的。
But the prophets will not speak so.
因此他们觉得这个先知讲话呢是命上加命，令上加令。
So that's what they thought the message from the prophets were order on order, line on line.
他们又对先知讲话有另外一个批评，他说是律上加律，利上加利。
And then they will tell the prophets, what you're talking about is law on law and precept on precept.
这个律哈，律例哈，是神给我们的一个疆界。
You know, the rule, the line is the boundaries that the Lord have it for us.
神把他的律法和他的这个例律例告诉我们呢，是让我们在地上生活有一个疆界。
And God tells us the law because He wants us to live in this boundary.
所以在民数记里面用整章34章讲到以色列人在迦南地的疆界。
So in Book of Numbers,
Numbers,
chapter 34 is the whole chapter talking about the boundary.
神对他所立的疆界是非常的严肃的。
God is very serious about this boundary.
因此在传道书里面他曾经说呢，你先祖所立的地界你是不可以挪移的。
So the Lord says, do not move the ancient boundary which your fathers have set.
因此神对我们所说的一切话呢，就是在我们的生活里面成为我们行为的一个疆界。
The words that Lord spoken to us is a boundary for our life.
但是以色列人觉得太受限制了。
And the Israelites think we are restricted.
觉得先知说的这个律太多了。
And this is too much law for us.
对我们的生活限制太多了。
It's too much restrictive.
这是第二个他们的抱怨。
And that's the second complaint they have.
他们还有第三个抱怨。
They have the third complaint.
他说你们先知讲话呢是这里一点呢那里一点。
They're talking about the prophets, they complain the prophets, what you talking about was a little here, a little there.
他们不明白啊，神的这个知识呢是太广大了。
They did not know the knowledge of the Lord is so rich and deep.
神的判断是何其难测呢
？And then how deep and rich is it's God's knowledge?
神的踪迹是何其难寻呢
？And then how difficult to see God?
没有人做过他的谋士。
No one is the counselor of the Lord.
因此呢，神只能够借着先知在这里告诉你们一点，在那里告诉你们一点。
That's why the Lord tells us here, a little bit there through the prophets.
这是因为人的限制。
Because the limitation of man.
这是因为人的渺小。
Because we are so little.
人没有办法一下子能够彻透神他的所有的他的意思。
We cannot fathom.God's will.
因此神就把他的意思摆一点在这个地方，摆一点在那个地方。
So that's what God tells us a little here, a little there.
但是他们不明白，他们就抱怨这个先知的话我们听不懂了。
They do not understand this, so they complain about the message from the prophets. We don't understand.
这是当时以色列人对于先知的抱怨。
That's the complaint that relates to the prophets.
他说他们啊。重复的话语。
They say your word is repetitive.
他们的话语呢，是太受限制，太来限制我们了。
And then your word is too restrictive.
他们讲的太深，听不懂。
And the message is too deep, we don't understand.
为什么他们会有这样的抱怨
？Why do they complain?
因为他们里面向神的那个爱已经动摇了。
Because the love they have for the Lord is already shaken.
这是他们的第二个行为。
That's their second act.
然后他们就有第三个行为。
Then comes with the third act.
第三个行为是什么呢
？What is the third one?
用嘴亲近我，心却远离我。他们敬畏我，不过是领受人的吩咐。
They honor me with their lip service, but they move their hearts far from me.
因此，他们在外面就有这样的一个行为。
So they have a action outwardly.
他们用嘴唇来亲近神。
They love Lord with their lip service.
他们的心却远离神。
But their heart removes from the Lord.
他们按照他们该做的事，他们都做。
They do what they should do.
他们该守的节期，他们照样守。
They observe the schedule of their festivals.
但是他们的心呢，是和神非常远离的。
But their heart are far from God.
这样的一个情形呢，是神所最不喜悦的。
This is displease God the most.
因此呢，以赛亚书说，任凭年上加年，节期照样周流。
So that's what in the book of Isaiah says.Add year to year, observe your feast on schedule.
换句话说呢，一年一年这样过去。
And in another words is year after year.
每一年他们有他们的节期，他们按照那个节期来过那个节。
They celebrate the feast year by year on schedule.
那个节期该做的事他们都做的。
They do everything they should do on the.The festival, feast.
但是他们的心是远离神的。
But their heart is far from God.
因此，他们所增加的不过就是一个年就是了。
What they add is year to year.
因此，在这样的一个光景之下
，In such condition,
神对他们有一个审判。
God has a judgment to them.
就是用沉睡的灵来浇灌他们。
That is God pour over a spirit of deep sleep to them.
这就是神用沉睡的灵浇灌他们的原因呢
？That is the reason that God poured over them the spirit of deep sleep.
是从他们爱这个爱神的祝福开始。
It started that they love the blessing from God.
他们爱神的祝福超过他们爱神。
They love the blessing from God more than God Himself.
然后他们就厌弃了先知和先知的信息。
Then they reject prophets and the message from the prophets.
到最后呢，他们在外面形式上来亲近神，心却远离神。
And to the end, they love Lord with outwardly deeds, but their heart is departed from the Lord.
他们在这种情况之下不肯悔改的时候呢，神对他们有一个审判，这个审判就是沉睡的人。
And then they did not repent, so that is a judgment to them from God, which is to pour over them a spirit of deep sleep.
因此，他们有眼，他们不能看；他们有耳，他们也不能听。
That's why they have eyes, but see not; they have ears, hear not.
弟兄姊妹们哈，今天我们读到这些话的时候，我们不能随便这样读过去的。
Brothers and sisters, when we read this, we cannot just let go.
因为我们需要来思想说，今天我们有没有这样的情形
？We have to think about do we have such things？
我们会不会也是一年一年的过去
？Is our years pass by？
该做的事情我们都做的。
We do whatever we should do。
主日我们一定来聚会的。
We come to the gathering on Sundays。
后面我们也到的。
We come to the communion service。
我们也来听信息的。
We come here to hear the sermon。
我们有时候也来查经的。
And sometimes we come to Bible study。
我们所该做的事我们都做的。
We do whatever we should do.
但是2018年跟2017年到底有什么差别呢
？Is there a difference in 2018 and 2017?
2017年跟2016年有什么差别呢
？Is there a difference 2017 and 2016?
如果今年跟去年的差别就是加了一年的话
，If the only difference is this year and last year just add one year.
那我们不过是像这里说的，任凭年上加年，节期照常周流啊。
And we're just like this, add year to year, and we observe the feast on schedule.
我们对神的认识有没有增加
？Is understanding to the Lord increased?
我们对弟兄姊妹的这个侍奉有没有增加
？Is the service to brothers and sisters increased?
我们这个人本身的属灵有没有成长
？Is do we have spiritual growth？
神在我们身上的心意有没有达成呢
？Is God's heart desire fulfilled on us？
我们在我们的家庭里面有没有建立的
？Do we have edification in our household？
我们夫妻的关系有没有更加的好呢
？Is the relationship between husband and wife become better？
父母和儿女的关系是不是很好
？And what about relationship between parents and children？
如果每一年每一年过去，我们是一样的。
If year after year we remain the same,
那不过是任凭年上加年嘛，节期照常周流。
That is, at year to year, we observe the feast on schedule.
我们对于先知的话语的态度是怎么样？
What's the attitude we treat the message from prophets?
我们是不是觉得先知讲话常常是重复的呢？
Do we think about they are all repetitive?
或是这个讲话太严厉，太限制我们？
Or we think the message is too restrictive?
还是说这个讲话我们根本不明白？
Or we think I don't understand the message?
弟兄姊妹们，这个会不会也是能够描述到我们的光景？
Brothers and sisters, is this describe our condition too?
因为在这个光景里面，如果我们长久这样下去的话，
If we stay too long in this condition,
神对这样的光景是有一个审判的。
There was a judgment from God.
这个审判就是用沉睡的灵浇灌我们。
That is, he will pour over us a spirit of deep sleep.
因此我们有眼睛，但是我们看不见。
Even though we have eyes, we will not see.
我们打开主的话语的时候，我们什么都看不见。
When we open the words of God, we see nothing.
如果没有人讲解给我们听的话，我们觉得我们是看不懂的。
If nobody interpreted to us, we will not understand.
好像我们不识字一样。
It's kind of we are illiterate.
这个书对我们来讲是封住的。
This book is sealed to us.
我们有耳朵呢就不能听的。
We have ears, we will not hear.
虽然我们听信息的时候每一个字我们都明白的。
Even though we understand every single word from the sermon.
但是这些话对我们不发生什么作用的。
But those words have nothing to do with us.
我们听信息之前跟听信息之后没有什么变化。
We remain the same before the message and after the message.
因为这个话对我们不发生作用了。
Because the word has nothing to do with us.
我们有耳但是不能听的。
We have ears, but we do not hear.
这是否是我们的光景呢？
Is this our condition?
特别我们信主年日很久了以后。
Especially after we were saved for so many years.
我们会不会落在这种情形里面？
Are we falling in this condition?
在外面我们该做的事我们都做的。
We do everything outwardly.
我们做一个基督徒该做的事我们都做的。
We do everything as a Christian supposed to do.
但是我们里面呢其实呢对主跟主呢的关系是非常的遥远的。
Actually, we are have a relationship far from the Lord.
这样的话呢神对我们就有一个审判。
If we have such condition, there will be a judgment from God.
这个审判就是沉睡的灵。
That is the spirit of deep sleep.
所以说感谢神啊。
Praise the Lord.
神没有停在这里。
God did not stop there.
神并没有说停就停在这个沉睡的里头。
God did not let us to stay in that spirit of deep sleep.
神说什么呢？
What God said.
神说我在这个百姓中呢要行奇妙的事。
God says, I will deal marvelously with my people.
就是奇妙又奇妙的事。
Wondrously marvelous.
感谢主啊，神在我们中间要做一件奇妙的事。
Praise the Lord, He does things wondrously marvelous.
而且这个事呢，是按照我们每一个人的需要的。
This is according to every our individual needs.
我们每一个人都不一样的。
We are different.
有的人是像小茴香。
And some people is like dill.
有的像大茴香。
And some like a cumin.
有的是像小麦和燕麦。
And some is like a wheat or barley.
你知道这些不同的植物呢，你是用不同的方式来处理的。
You know, and you will thresh it in a different tools with the different plants.
那个小茴香呢，你要用杖来敲的。
And you have to use a rod to beaten out
dale.
For cumin, you have to thread it with a club.
那如果是麦和燕麦的话呢，你要用那个露毒来滚它的。
If it's a wheat or barley, you have to use a cartwheel.
不管你是用杖呢，或者是用棍呢，或者是用露毒呢，神的心意都是一样的，要把那个果子要拿出来的。
No matter by a club, by a rod or cartwheel, has the same result. God wants to thresh the fruit.
因此，当我们落在这个沉睡的灵的里面的时候。
When we fall in the spirit of deep sleep,
就好像那个麦子在那个麦糠皮的里面一样。
It's like the wheat in chaff.
因此神就要兴起环境来，要把这个糠和那个麦子分开来的。
So God will raise circumstances, will separate the wheat and the chaff.
因为神做这件事情是奇妙又奇妙的事。
God deal with this with wondrous.
也许我们有时候觉得说，那什么时候神才能够在我身上做这件事呢
？And sometimes we wonder when God will deal with me.
要多少的时间神才能够在我身上做成这件事呢
？For how long God has to deal with me?
他告诉我们呢
？God tells us.
他说，等圣灵从上头浇灌我们的时候呢。
When the Holy Spirit pour out to us from high,
那个旷野就变成肥田。
Then the wilderness will become fertile field.
那个肥田呢就变成树林。
And the fertile field is becomes a forest.
这件事情要发生是非常快的。
It will be very quick if it happens.
这个旷野怎么能够那么快就变成肥田呢
？And how come a wilderness become fertile quickly?
那个肥田又怎么可能一下变成树林呢
？How come fertile field becomes a forest instantly?
当圣灵在我们里面工作的时候，就是这样。
When the Holy Spirit starts work on us, that's the situation.
这件事情也能够在我们身上发生。
This will happen to us too.
在我记得在这个 Labor Day 的时候，我参加一个聚会。
On Labor Day, I attended a meeting.
那个 Labor Day 是礼拜一早晨，那前一天晚上呢，我们交通一个信息讲到说，基督徒的生活的中心呢是主耶稣。
Labor Day is on Monday, so the night before, we had a meeting. We fellowshiped that.The center of Christian life is the Lord.
所以呢，礼拜一早晨呢，我就去参加晨更。
So I went to the morning devotion on Monday morning.
那我就看到呢，有一个弟兄呢，已经在那个地方了。
I saw a brother has already there.
这位弟兄今年四月才受浸的。
This brother just baptized this past April.
所以不过是五个月的时间。
He only have 5 months years old.
我看这么早就来就在这里等着要晨更呢。
And then I see him come here so early, waiting for the morning devotion.
所以我跟他讲几句话，他就跟我说，他昨天晚上一晚上他没有睡觉。
And then after we start talking, he said I didn't sleep last night.
他说我昨天晚上听了信息以后呢。他就睡不着觉了。
Because after the message I heard last night, I couldn't sleep.
因为信息说呢，主耶稣是我们生活的中心。
Because the message said Jesus is the center of our lives.
他说了，但是我生活的中心不是主耶稣。
But Lord is not in the center of my life.
所以，因为他的生活的中心不是主耶稣，但是他听到了这个信息，生活的中心是主耶稣，这两件事情让他睡不着觉。
Because his life, Jesus is not the center of his life, and he heard a message that Jesus is supposed to be the center of our life, and these two to come together make him lost sleep.
因此他就抓住另外一弟兄跟他交通了。
So he will take the opportunity to fellowship with another brother.
那后来那个弟兄实在撑不住要睡觉了，就睡觉去了。
Oh, so another brother and couldn't wait, and he was so sleepy, so he went to sleep.
但是呢，他还是睡不着。
But this brother couldn't sleep.
他就起来啊，写他的感受。
And then he woke up to write down his understanding, his feeling.
他是写出他说他生活的中心是什么。
And then he just write it down. What's the center of his life? He just listened.
我生活的中心是我的孩子。
He say the center of my life is my children.
但是呢，现在呢，我听见了生活的中心不应该是我的孩子。
Now I know my children is not supposed to be the center of my life.
所以那天早晨呢，在晨更的时候，他就起来做这个见证。
So that morning, during the morning devotion, he has such testimony.
弟兄姊妹们，从前呢，他的心是一个旷野。
Brothers, sisters, his heart is a wilderness before.
但是那一天因为圣灵的工作呢，那天晚上他的心像肥田一样。
Because of the work of the Holy Spirit, that night his heart becomes a fertile field.
从旷野到肥田呢，很快。
From wilderness to fertile field is just instant.
对这个弟兄来讲，就是那一个晚上而已。
For that brother, it's just that night.
因为他听见了这个话，跟他的生活 不一样。
Because what message he heard is different than his real life.
他没有说这个先知的话，我听不懂。
He didn't say I didn't understand the message.
他也没有说这个先知的话是重复的。
He didn't say this the message from the prophets is repetitive.
他也没有说这个先知的话太限制我。
He didn't say the message from the prophets is so restrictive to me.
他接受了这个先知的话。
But he accepted the message from the prophet.
这个先知的话定他的罪。
And this message from the prophet side actually condemned his sin.
因此那一天在他的心里面有一个悔改。
So that night he has repentance.
那个悔改让他的心从旷野就变成肥田。
That repentance turned his heart from the wilderness to a fertile field.
今天我们的心里面，我们这个人的心里面是旷野呢，还是肥田？
Is our heart a wilderness or a fertile field?
如果是旷野的话，什么都长不出来。
If it's a wilderness, will not grow anything.
如果是肥田的话，马上就变成树林了。
If it's a fertile field, will become a forest.
这个旷野和肥田中间的差别在哪里呢？
What's the difference of a wilderness and a fertile field?
那是圣灵的工作。
That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的工作表现在什么地方呢？
And then,what's the magnificence of the work of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵的工作是叫我们为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
And then the Holy Spirit comes, so we will judge for sins, for redemptions, for righteousness.
所以今天我们，也许我们觉得我们里面呢是一个旷野，不要紧。
It is okay if we feel our heart is a wilderness.
这个旷野很快就会变成肥田的。
But this wilderness will become a fruitful field.
如果我们肯在圣灵的这感动里面悔改。
If we repent by the move of the Holy Spirit.
如果圣灵向我们说话的时候。
When the Holy Spirit speaks to us.
我们里面向他回转。
That is repent.
在他面前悔改。
And then to repent.
这个旷野马上就变成肥田了。
This wilderness immediately will become the fruit field.
就好像保罗那天一样。
Like what changed Paul that day.
保罗原来是旷野的。
Paul was a wilderness.
要逼迫这个信耶稣的人呢。
He persecuted Christians.
可是那一天那个眼睛一打开以后。
But when his eyes were opened that day.
哇，他变成肥田了。
He becomes a fruitful field.
在保罗心里面可以长出好多好多东西来。
It grows many righteous things.
从前他所 读的圣经都能够来证明耶稣是神的儿子。
And whatever he read before now proved that Jesus is the Son of God.
因此保罗一生的用他剩下一生的时间来证明耶稣就是神的儿子。
He used his rest of his life to prove that Jesus is the Son of God.
他不但成为肥田了，那保罗的心里面长出好多的树来了。
Not only his heart is a fertile field, and also grows up.To become a forest.
因此今天我们还是非常有盼望的。
There is a hope for us.
虽然有时候我们会落在这个情况的里面。
Many times we are in the hardships.
但是神永远不放弃我们。
But God will never give us up.
他要在我们身上做那个奇妙又奇妙的事情。
He will do things wonderfully.
因此我们实在盼望今天主能够在我们每一个弟兄姊妹的身上做一件奇妙又奇妙的事情。
So I hope God will does things among us wonderfully and marvelously wondrous.
就让我们里面被这个圣灵开启以后，我们能够悔改。
After the revelation of the Holy Spirit, that is to repent.
这在我们属灵的生命里面会有一个极大的一个改变。
And that is our spiritual life has a big growth.
脱离那个旷野的经历了。
And then lay aside of the experience in the wilderness.
进入那个肥田的经历。
Enter the experience in that fruitful
field.不但是肥田，有一天要长出树林的。
Not only become a fruitful field, but one day will grow a forest.
圣经上说，连聋子都要听见这书上的话。
The Bible tells us even the deaf will hear words of a book.
瞎子的眼必从迷蒙的黑暗中看见。
And out of their gloom and the darkness, the eye of the blind will see.
那神如果能够借着一个人从旷野变成肥田。
If God can turn a wilderness to become a fertile field.
从肥田变成树林。
From a fertile field to a forest.
神要使用这个人。
God will use that person.
让聋子都能够听见。
And then even the deaf will hear.
让瞎子都能够从迷蒙的黑暗中来看见。
And the blind will see from the gloom and darkness.
这叫 的奇妙又奇妙的事情。
That is the marvelous wonder.
我们感谢神，我们的神，他的名字就是奇妙。
And then we thank the Lord, His name is wonderful.
他我们在我们身上所做的工作是奇妙又奇妙的事。
What He does things on us is marvelous wonders.
也但愿今天神在我们中间，在我们每一个弟兄姊妹当中，每一个家庭的里面做这件奇妙又奇妙的事。
When the Lord does His wonders on every individual of us and every individual family.
让圣灵从上面来浇灌我们的时候。
May the Holy Spirit pour onto us.
我们起来悔改。
Let us to rise up.
让旷野变成肥田。
And then may our wilderness become fertile field.
让肥田变成树林。
And the fertile field become forest.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们再次感谢赞美你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you again for your grace and mercy.
主，我们感谢我们的主是奇妙的神。
And we thank our Lord is a wonderful Lord.
主啊，我们因为你在我们身上做这个奇妙又奇妙的事。
We're willing to let you to do this wondrous work.
主啊，我们不愿意就是过这样年上加年的日子。
We do not want to live our life like a year add to a year.
我们不盼望我们有眼不能看见，有耳不能听见。
We do not want not see when we have eyes, and not to hear when we have ears.
主啊，我们盼望你在我们身上来做这个工作。
And then do your work, Lord.
来制作我们。
And mold us, Lord.
把我们从那个旷野的光景的里面带进到那个肥田的光景里面。
Take us out of the wilderness and then into the fertile field.
就让我们都能够成为那个有耳能听的人。
Let us all hear you.
让我们成为那个有眼可以看见的人。
Let us have eyes and to see you.
主，我们感谢你，因为你到如今仍然没有放弃我们。
Lord, we thank you till this very day you did not give us up.
因此，你还借着以赛亚先知的话，再一次来激励我们众人。
You compile us through the words from Isaiah.
我们感谢你奇妙的恩典。
We thank you for your wonderful grace.
我们把众人都交在你的手中。
We place all onto your hands.
但愿你今天就在我们中间做那奇妙又奇妙的事。
May you do this marvelous wondrous work today.
我们这样感谢你，祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen.